German scholar Johann Joachim Winckelmann was a pioneer in a number of areas. He was interested in the classical world, and especially the culture of ancient Greece. Initially, he focused on Greek literature, and then became interested in evaluating the authenticity and importance of all possible artifacts, from architecture to art. At first, as is common for pioneers, he had to develop his theories from limited material, especially since there were hardly any classical artworks in Germany in those days. Moreover, everything was in ducal and royal collections, many entirely private or hardly accessible for commoners. For a time, Winckelmann lived and studied in Dresden. Here he gained access to the royal collection. The moment he saw the Herculaneum women, he fell in love with them. At that time, though, they were not shown in a high, bright gallery as they are today. Instead, as Winckelmann wrote, they were standing in a shed made of boards packed like herrings. He was especially thrilled by their noble simplicity and quiet grandeur. Born in 1717, Winckelmann lived through the late Baroque and Rococo periods, and so it is easy to understand how exceptional the clear lines of these sculptures, their harmony and balance, must have seemed to him. After all, things looked very different in the colourful, often over-exuberant world of Baroque taste. Later, Winckelmann went to Rome, where he developed his modern aesthetics of neoclassical art.